Let's hear about a story our reporter Nicola Weir has been working on, because at about this time last year, one man watched as nearly half a century of his work went up in smoke. Tony Abate spoke to me shortly after a fire wiped out his business at the Kennedy Way Industrial Estate.
I could see 40 years of smoke, flames just billowing away, and I just thought to myself, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I wasn't even 100 yards from the place. I was 500 yards away, but the tears were absolutely tripping me.
Well, it's been nearly 12 months since that blaze, and next week Tony will officially open his doors again for his company at Belfast Crystal. It's been tough for him. Tony himself admits he struggled to cope mentally, physically and financially with getting the business back on its feet again. But he told our reporter Nicola Weir his family could not have done it without the overwhelming support of the community.
I'd have to say the first week to 2 weeks was so difficult. Coming to terms with 40 years of the business and my life and my father's life wrapped up, to see it being totally destroyed and just big loads of rubble and burnt debris everywhere. I could see smoke and I thought to myself, maybe it's not as bad as what, you know, the police have told me. And I just go up and it's just maybe superficial, or it's only on part of the premises. But then after about 2 hours, they let me come in actually inside the grounds, and I just walked along the side of the factory and peeked in the fire exit door, and I thought, oh my God, it's worse than being devastating.
And of course, this is not only a showroom, it was your workroom, it was a storage area, so everything was pretty much up in smoke.
Well, we've been here, Belfast Crystal has been here 40 years, 39 last year, 40 years this year. It was almost like part of the community, and everything was here. I mean, from my office to the showroom to the machinery, the stores, everything was encompassed into the one building. And it was just devastating to see. Absolutely everything was gone. When this business started, I was always known as Wee Tony, and my father was Big Tony. And then it became Young Tony and Tony, and now it's Geriatric Tony and Old Tony. So, I mean, it's all I've ever known. I mean, I would hate to count the many times I've just driven along this road and pulled up. It's just, if I wasn't at home, people knew I was here. And it was the same with my father. He's from when he started the business, and it was very, very, very difficult to start for him. He was here 7 days a week, every day, and everybody got to know him. And everybody was just devastated for himself and me, when we had so many people calling around, just sympathy and any help that they could offer.
And Tony, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, we're standing here. I'm standing in the factory that, you know, 12 months ago was ash.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, hand on my heart now, there is no way we would have been here today without the amount of help and services under the... All my friends, people I didn't even know, came along. They helped me clear the place. They've helped me build it. They've helped me. I just wouldn't have been able to. I couldn't afford it. I wouldn't have been able to do it. There's so many people who just come in and says, Tony, right, what can we do? Even the likes in the showroom here, the person who did it has said to me, Tony, I don't want any money until you're fit and ready and able to pay for it. So for what people have given up for me, it's totally immeasurable. The sad thing was, all our records were destroyed, and I had records going back 15 years of people's phone numbers, email addresses, contacts, everything. And if I'd had those at the time, I would have spent every night just sending text messages or emails. But unfortunately, all that information was destroyed, and quite a lot of our customers would just come in just to buy a present, and I wouldn't know them from the next person, so it was difficult to get in touch with those people to say we're still open or we're back open properly.
And of course, it's your livelihood. It's how you feed your family. And I'm sure you, there were times when you sat with your head in your hand and thought, what am I going to do? Because you knew nothing else but the Crystal business.
Yes, it's all I've ever done since the day and I left school. And I'd have to say the first 2 or 3 months were really very, very difficult. There were a lot of mornings I'd get up and I think, I just don't want to go down there. And probably with the help of my family and my wife, and the fact that my father was going to come down here every day made me come down here as well. And like, I just felt so sorry for him because he's very bad arthritis in his knee and he's hobbling around and he's shuffling around. But I suppose it's been good for him too to see the business kind of back up and going again, because I know he came down here the day after fire about 5:30 in the morning to have a look, and I know he's just cried his eyes out.
And just as we're speaking, you've got two customers that have arrived in through the door. So I'm going to let you go and have a chat with them, because I think, you know, now that you're back up and running again, I don't think you want to lose.
You can't afford to go.
I know your customers, you've just arrived in here, but you knew that Tony has had such a really hard time over the last 12 months.
I've seen it on Twitter. It's good to see, like, the local business back up and running again.
So you're here to pick up your merchandise anyway?
Yeah.
You better go and inspect it there just to make sure it's okay.
Oh, that's beautiful. They're lovely.
Thanks again. Hopefully see you again soon.
Okay, thank you now. Bye-bye.
Tony, two happy customers going out through the door.
Yes.
I'm sure you're glad to see that business
and get that money
coming in.
Pay a few more bills off.
So that's Nicola Weir reporting for us.